From beautiful Lambeau Field, these are our final thoughts. Okay, Mike, your key to the game.
Well, this is a key to the game a lot of weeks, but I think it's especially key against the Chicago Bears, and that's protect the football. This defense for the Bears is not really a Bears-like defense. They're 27th in the league in yards allowed. They're 29th in the league in points allowed, but they're 5th in the league in takeaways. They have 18 takeaways in 7 games. They've returned 3 interceptions for touchdowns. It sounds to me like this is a defense that doesn't really stop you as long as you protect the ball. So the Packers protect the ball, don't have any turnovers. I think the offense can have a big night.
You sound a little scared.
I'm not scared. I just think the Packers have to hang on to the football.
My key to the game is let it rip. Run it. Throw it. Light up the scoreboard. Use this national television platform to show everybody what you got and what's ahead.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
All right, doctor, who's got the hamstring injuries?
Well, one of those guys with the hamstring injury sounds like he'll be back this week, and that's Brad Jones, that inside linebacker for the Packers. So now with Jones and Lattimore and A.J. Hawk all healthy, it'll be interesting to see how the snaps are divided up. Also coming back for the Packers, it sounds like tight end Ryan Taylor, a big factor on special teams, will be back from his knee injury. He is probable. Wide receiver James Jones is questionable. He's missed the last couple games with the knee injury, practiced on a limited basis a couple times this week. Sounds like he's 50-50. For Chicago, the big ones to talk about, Jay Cutler, the quarterback, obviously is out, and Lance Briggs, that linebacker, is out. Josh McCown will start at quarterback in place of Cutler. Rookie Kasim Green will be the linebacker in Briggs' place, which actually gives the Bears 2 rookie linebackers now because John Bostic is filling in for Brian Urlacher, DJ Williams. They're on their next replacement for Brian Urlacher with Bostic. So some injuries, not many injuries for the Bears, but 2 pretty big ones with Cutler and Briggs.
Do the Bears miss Cutler? I mean, given his performance in recent games against this team, do they miss him?
That's a very good question. Jay Cutler's track record against the Packers with Dom Capers as the defensive coordinator is not good. So Josh McCown might give the Bears just as good a chance.
My player to watch is Eddie Lacy. I think he's going to have a big night. This is number 25 against the run defense?
Something like that,
It's not a Bears kind of defense.
No,
I mean, Urlacher's gone, and they're in transition. They've got a new defensive coordinator, a friend of mine. He knows what he's doing, but they need to plug in some new people. So with having said all that, run it.
And my player to watch is along the same lines, but I'm going to say James Starks. And I say that because Starks looked really good coming back from that knee injury last week in Minnesota. He only had 7 carries, but he went 57 yards. He had a burst around the right side for 8 yards in the blink of an eye. He blasted up the middle for a 25-yard touchdown. Eddie Lacy had 29 carries last week. James Starks had 7. Mike McCarthy talked about maybe balancing that out a little bit more for the long haul. I think they are going to balance it out more, and I think Starks could have a big game just like Lacy.
I say Lacy, you say Starks. I think we're thinking the same thing.
I think we are. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but join us on Packers.com during the game for quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime will be up during intermission with fan questions being answered, and stay with us for all your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching, everybody.